When you ask anyone who knows for the simplest explanation of what the nodal system is, you get something like this.
Well, let me think here. If I had to explain it to a 10-year-old...
Pat Sweeney is Austin Energy's Director of Energy and Market Operations. No?
I'm not sure I can come up with one on the fly.
Okay, then. I guess I'll give it a shot. The changes taking effect in December have to do with how the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, deals with congestion, that is, periods of high demand on power lines. Right now, ERCOT manages congestions in zones across the state. If a power company needs more electricity in a congested zone, it's charged more based on how much electricity is available in that zone. Chris Brewster is a lawyer that represents cities on utility issues. He sits on ERCOT's technical advisory board.
In the nodal system, the concept is that ERCOT will be able to operate a system of power plants and then set prices on a very local basis or a nodal basis. And there will be thousands of nodes throughout the system.
I know. It sounds technical. But before you completely tune out, Brewster says there is a reason the rest of us should care.
Transformations and transitions in the wholesale market will certainly affect the customer experience after the transition in deregulated portions of the state.
And by customer experience, do you mean how much they pay on their monthly electric bill?
That is certainly a factor.
Brewster suspects that some electricity companies may pass increased congestion costs onto their consumers. ERCOT says the switch will actually reduce costs for consumers over time, to the tune of $5.5 billion over the next 10 years. Supporters say it will drive down costs by moving power more efficiently and forcing providers to avoid taxing the grid, but it won't happen overnight.
I don't think that you're going to say, wake up on the 2nd of December and say, man, I've had a cut in my electric bill.
John Fainter is president of the Association of Electric Companies of Texas.
As it matures and as we gain experience in the operation and as the system is improved, it is contemplated that there will be improvements as the system matures to the operation. I think those costs will be experienced by consumers.
Texas is one of the last states to make the switch. Moving to a nodal system has been a long time coming. It's been plagued with delays and cost overruns. But it's tough to tell at this point just what effect it will have. ERCOT has done more than 100 simulations of the nodal system, but the only way to know for sure is to flip the switch. Again, Austin Energy's Pat Sweeney.
There's always risk with starting something new, whether you're flying a new airplane for the first time that you've tested ad nauseum, you know, until that thing's up in the air and you've landed, you're not sure if you got every little thing taken care of.
Matt Largie, KUT News.